It says, that they do make fun of someone who gives a speech and in public, obviously, and they say, yeah, it was a horrible speech. Again, mistum, because they think it was said in public, you're allowed to give your pirish and footnotes on the drasha. You could call him causing tsar, biush, and his pranasa. Kilu yehishu dover emes, haliloshen hara osar fuel al emes. So he says, even if it's true, kimato els machavin hamalik, and slots his aras and blitzanusa. What's your tales? And by the way, even if there is a tales, halacha is, you have to go to the person first, right? He im bal nefesh hu adrav tzarach liyayitz loy achar kach beinu levin atzmai ula harach lefanav sheyor v'banu lechem. If you really cared about him, you would tell him, listen, the oilam wants to hear what you have to say, but what you're saying is not really knocking. So I'm going to give you advice. Maybe you should say it like this, maybe you should say it like that. Now, it's not so easy to have that conversation sometimes. But that's the proper way to get have the tellus. Look, your speech is just not going. I gotta tell you, your trash is just not doing the trick. Meaning, if your drasha wasn't connected, fine, because Pasha is bizarre. It's not the gear apiplasa. So let's think. Why? It's not the gear apiplasa because this is all your opinion. He didn't say a bad joke in public. He said a joke in public you don't like.
Right, you didn't get it.
So there's no apitlasa about your it's all your opinion. No apitlasa, there's no objective apitlasa here.
Is it much harder to say something like, I don't like it? Someone asks you, do you like it? I don't like the speech. Is that negative about him? I mean, you're taking a negative, but like,
probably. You could say I was sleeping.
Same thing, yeah. Huh? I don't believe you anyway, so.
I mean, it depends, right? Rabbi Reisman, this thing, he said, if the guy falls asleep within the first 5 minutes, it's not my fault. If he falls asleep after 10 minutes, it's my fault. He's gone after 5 minutes. He wasn't interested. But fine. So now he gives on the bottom all sorts of, arichas about all this, but fine. Im echad. Now he also says on the bottom, it's a big avera because there's another problem that you're also going to be guiding people not to listen to him in other things. And if he's the rav, or if he's a person that the people are supposed to listen to, then if you're saying lashon hara, now. He says on the bottom, by the way, also, if the person is pashut saying apikarsus, that's a different story. You got to go all out. We're not talking about that. Im echad gilu l'chaver ba b'tlosa inyan iskoy miskar b'koyitza b'zeh. Dvar mesher b'stama osu achar kach l'galos l'achar pen yuchal agil lo ideiz hezak v'tzar ach ato shegilu l'dav zeh ba b'tlosa imkien ro'inu she'in ha'choshish l'zeh avim galo b'sof l'chem mutu l'zeh ashmei m'men l'chat chila l'galos l'achem kol kamer shlo gilu daitu shumak b'lzeh ashol yechzez l'zeh apratum mavorm l'el b'nyan adap b'tlosa I'm ver mayim chayim. She says there's another place that apitlas is negea, which is the din of hoylich rachel megal asoid. They're not allowed to repeat over a sensitive information, even if it's not negative. So I'm telling you something confidentially about my business. I'm planning on making a move. I'm making an offer on that, space next to me. Now, if someone else knows that, maybe they're going to go make the offer first. Then I'm going to have to pay more money. So really, I'm telling you that, but I don't want anyone to know it. Right? So, but I told it to you, Bapitlasa. I told all three of you this confidential information.
That's not a, that's this is why this isn't a category of Lashon Hara. This is a category of secrets.
That's what I just said.
Right.
There's another application of Bapitlasa that's Nageya to the Isser of repeating someone's secrets.
Okay.
So he's saying the Chafetz Chaim that even though there's a din of Hoylech Rachel, Megala Soid, that being Megala someone's Soid is Kain or Achilas. So he said, if you're saying it in front of three, then clearly you know that it's as good as public. And therefore, obviously, the person who is the Mesaper is not Machbid. Because if he was Machbid, he wouldn't, if he was Machbid, he wouldn't say it. Right? If he was Machbid, he wouldn't say it. So he wouldn't say it in public. So the point is that unless you have a limitation in your, huh?
No.
The guy said a confidential piece of information, but he said in front of three people. So the same way that we're saying regarding Lashon Hara, that the law is that the three people technically in some sort of her circumstance could go ahead and repeat it because it's as good as public news. So that's in the sugya of Lashon Hara, in the sugya of revealing confidential information. It also applies in this heter, that if the person said in front of three people, then the people listening to it are not bound by the limitation, by the iser of repeating a secret, because that clearly the person who said it did not think it's a secret.
I think he said that if he said it's a secret, then it's.
Oh, if he said don't repeat it,
That's all. I had
then
said it
yes, yeah,
works.
if he says don't repeat it, then it'll be a problem. Or if one of the people is Nogia Badavar, or if it's in a different city, or if it's, you'll still have all the limitations, technically, but not all of them, some of them. Like the last one you won't have. What was the last limitation? The last limitation was that if you the last limitation we said was if you're gonna repeat it to someone that's macabre, so you can't say it, so that doesn't apply here. But otherwise you would have those same limitations.
Sometimes we talk about something that's personal to everybody. That's like a level up from obviousism. Like, how do newspapers write about anything, even from newspapers?
Right.
What's their head there? I guess because everybody knows about it. It's like a level up, right?
Yeah, it's if it's members before someone, everybody is saying.
Well, they're not streaming much of Hara
I don't
anyway.
think that they're writing. I mean,
They
no.
talk about it. You know,
I mean,
every
American
politician,
presidents.
not a Lashon Hara. They talk about.
No, they hold their hands up.
I'm not
joking.
I don't think so. Not Carson.
No,
Maybe some
you're
of
talking about the slamming the left. That's what you're talking about.
No, in general, if the newspaper criticizes Netanyahu, it's Lashon Hara, L'chaira. It's not a curse, I don't think. Maybe not a tzaddik, but saying so there must be some level of the foursome that allows.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, there's got to be a level where it's taka out of the realm of Lashon Hara completely. So the concept does go through a whole arichas here of different options why someone would say this about the person speaking, but at the last paragraph in the first Haggadah here, under Beis, he says like this. The amount of isurim that somebody that makes fun of the darshan is endless here. If you notice what I said and described the matzav, this guy was over every single one of these isurim that I mentioned in the psikah. He's lying, he's making fun of stuff, and he's saying Lashon Hara. Hashem yishmerenu miish kazeh. Umechaver v'shoymin l'divrei haleitz. Ubal lashon hara zeh shoyskin. From Hashem v'chazal kol misloitzitz yisurim boyin alav. Pava shameh v'shoysik nanash. So he's taking this quite seriously. So therefore, if someone asks you, did you like the drasha? You say, I like that point.
I said, even if we say somebody else's drasha, well, but his drasha is so much better, we shouldn't say either. You know,
no, yeah.
Right? I
remember. Isn't that good to compare? Yeah. So, and okay, so we started late today, but we finished the call base. Next week, we'll have to call Gilwell. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Good job, everyone.